4 degrees tonight.
Very Vermont-y out there.
Very Vermont-y out there, yes, indeed. Tomorrow there's a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m., but no accumulation. Saturday we're going to break freezing with a high of 36. And then Sunday it's going to go up to 43.
I heard 50 degrees.
Monday, 50 degrees.
50 degrees on Monday?
Yes, indeed.
So here's the problem, Jennifer. That's not good that the temperature, a daily average temperature can go from 0 to 50 in a span of a few days.
I don't think so either.
That's not a healthy planet in my mind, and it's scaring me.
All right.
I mean, I'm glad it's going up to 50 in the short term.
But in the long term?
Yes. So this is a new feature of the Library Show. We're going to comment on climate change, every weather report.
All right. Well, I'm going to calm Jim down while we do our last sponsor, and then we will start the Library Show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves.
Sycamore. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Obviously a Vermont edition of the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Woodenberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, I don't have this written down, but I'm going to mention it since the weather's so cold. Stop by the Hunterdon County Library. It's a great location for a warming station, Jennifer.
Just stay out of Jennifer's office because it's not warm up there.
No, it's not. But the library, a great place. We are act as a warming station for conditions such as today. Very comfortable. Come on in, charge your phone, hang out, read a magazine. Spend a little time with us.
Maybe we should put a movie on this afternoon if the meeting room's empty.
Not a bad idea. I don't know, there's someone on there now. What I have written down is New Jersey Makers Day, an annual event at the North County and South County Branch Libraries, is scheduled for Saturday, May 23rd. This is a must-do family event, and we'll give you some details for what we have so far. Another must-do event is the Friends of HCL annual book sale. We have all the details for this year's sale coming, as always, in April. Jennifer is so old.
How old is she?
She's so old, the key on Ben Franklin's kite was to Jennifer's apartment.
Hey. Whatever they said about me and Ben is not true.
Concerts and speakers for kids and adults in February and March. Tomorrow is February, by the way. Groundhog Day, the 1st or the 2nd?
The 2nd.
February 2nd.
I know that because it's my sister's birthday.
We have trivia, surprise, surprise, and much more. Today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you? How did you brave last night's frigid temperatures? Does your house have enough insulation?
Not all over the place.
Oh, yeah?
Most places. It's not bad.
Back in the old days, we never got this cold in New Jersey. I miss the days of when New Jersey was the weather place to live. No extreme weather of any kind, Jennifer, ever. Mild summers, mild winters.
I don't know. It seems to me
maybe a stray
late
tropical
70s,
storm here or there.
We had some pretty bad.
It's been getting worse and worse every year, Jennifer. It's waiting for the tornadoes and earthquakes to come.
We had an earthquake. I was doing a webinar one day.
A real earthquake.
No, the windows shook and everything, and their camera shook. It was kind of scary.
So welcome to the Library Show. Got a lot to talk about today. Before we get to trivia.
And I have some. Well, it's not trivia. It's kind of a brain teaser sort of thing.
So let's start off with programs coming up this week at the Hunterdon County Library. See if I have my flyers in order here, Jennifer. I can already tell that I don't.
Let's start with the programs coming up in June.
The program's coming up in June? Oh, yeah. So I had a surprise for Jennifer in today's show. I finished booking all of our winter-spring concerts, so you may or may not know, at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library, but specifically at the Hunterdon County Library, we have two concerts per month starting in February and going through June, though actually June we only have one, and then that leads right into the summer concerts in July and August, and then we're right back with the fall concert series, two concerts again every month from September to December. And Jennifer has mentioned in the past she wants a certain type of musical concert, and I finally found one for her. I paid a little money for it, but for Jennifer, no price is too high. It's not my money anyway. So, Jennifer, June 12th, Wednesday at 7 p.m., we'll be welcoming the Belltones, a Andrew Sisters type
really?
Girl group.
Nice.
That'll be coming and performing. I was talking to Laura of the Belltones today, and she kind of gave me a little overview. She's very excited. A show that does, a lot of 50s music, a lot of old Andrew Sisters tunes. She's going to do some patriotic music.
Please tell me they're not going to drive
summer
through the Holland
songs.
Tunnel.
They're going to have a lot of costume changes. I need to find a dressing room for them, by the way. What can I use as a dressing room for the Belltones on June 12th?
We've used the Cirque workroom.
It's got to be very private, obviously.
And covered up the window with paper.
Which one?
The circulation workroom.
Okay, good. But what if they need holds?
They're out of luck when they're in there.
Okay, maybe we can use the children's office and maybe kick them out.
Oh, yeah, they got two doors. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so we might do that. But
where are they coming from?
About that band, Jennifer.
Where are they coming from?
The one woman is from New York, New York.
Please tell me she's not coming through the Holland Tunnel like the last Andrew Sisters group.
I'm sure they know. So the Belltones, if you wanted more information, look them up right now, but I'll have more information. But before then, we have plenty of other great concerts. We have classical pianist Paul Bisaccia coming. If you haven't heard him, a truly special classical pianist. He puts a little movie screen on the piano so you can see his hands work as he plays these complicated and famous classical pieces. Another pianist coming and singing about songs about America coming in February is Lee Glance. That's a new group for us. Borderline will be back in April. New band Moss Henry and the I forget the name of his backup group. But they'll be coming, too. Echo del Sur, a very popular band that we've had in years past, playing music of the Andes, music of South America. They're a very good group. Let me see if I can remember all of these off the top of my head. Travis Wetzel will be back, of course.
Malcolm.
The Bluegrass Fiddler. Oh, yes, Jim Malcolm from Scotland, one of Scotland's, in fact, Scotland's most famous folk singer. Travels across the Atlantic occasionally and loves to play for our audiences at the Hunterdon County Library, so we always get added onto his schedule. So we're very pleased about that. Probably his only local appearance, Jim Malcolm, will be at the Hunterdon County Library. So a lot of great concerts coming up at the Hunterdon County Library. We had our first winter concert last night. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. I've got to find out how it went. It was the Fraser Thomas Duo. This is a pianist, a guitarist, and they're both vocalists that play a lot of the drinking establishments around the area, and they're very popular. We were happy to have them last night. There's also a winter concert series going on at the North County Branch Library. I know they're going to have an Irish band called Na Bodash. They're coming up. Oh, that's right. I forgot about Jack McDade, our old friend Jack McDade, and his Variety at the Library show. That will be coming up in April, too. Jack requested warmer weather this year. He usually performs right around Valentine's Day, usually, but Jack preferred the spring this time, so I like to accommodate Jack whenever I can.
Indeed.
Jack McDade, of course, Dick Clark's very first guest on American Bandstand and a local Hunterdon resident. So we'll have a lot more programs to talk about. We've got a lot of speakers, of course. A lot of, workshops, authors coming up, too. We'll hit on all of those as well. But first, we'd like to go to our first commercial break. So we'll be back right after this with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winberry. We're at the Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey, bringing you the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask you and I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today's January 31st. Actually, today I only have events. I don't have any born or died. Nothing tickled my fancy, Jennifer. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Okay.
Might be ridiculously easy, too, Jennifer. On this date in 1865, probably President Abraham Lincoln's biggest accomplishment occurred on this date. What happened?
He signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Incorrect, but you're on the right track. Emancipation Proclamation only freed slaves during the war, Jennifer. They took it as Southern property. Emancipation Proclamation said, we can take slaves from the Southern people as property because they treat them as property. We're going to take them as an act of war. But that did not permanently free them. What did permanently free them?
Tell me, Jim, what did free them?
The 13th Amendment, Jennifer, to the Constitution was passed on this date in 1865. And if you want to see a great movie about that exact fact, watch Lincoln. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis as the rail splitter. Probably one of my favorite movies. It is so well done. Such a period piece. Sally Field as Mary Todd Lincoln. Great, great movie. Please tell me you've seen it.
I haven't, and I'm surprised.
What?
I'm surprised we didn't.
Jennifer, this might be one of the greatest movies ever made. I'm a big Abraham Lincoln fan, as you know.
I've heard that.
But this is probably, and I'm not exaggerating here, one of the greatest movies ever made.
Okay. Maybe we'll show that this afternoon.
Okay. Can we?
If the room's empty.
Let's do it. That's okay. Because today is the day to pass.
Yes.
Awesome idea, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you want to come out of the cold today, stop by the Hunterdon County Library this afternoon. We will be playing Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, who won Best Actor, by the way, for portraying Abraham Lincoln.
If not, is the DVD player hooked up to the TV?
We could probably make that work.
Okay.
But a great, great movie. I might sit down there and watch it too, Jennifer.
Okay.
I just love that movie, and he does such a great job. I can't say enough about it. Okay, moving on. 1930, Jennifer, big day at 3M. What did they start marketing on this date?
Scotch tape.
Scotch tape is correct. 1930, so Scotch tape has been around almost 100 years. Almost 90 years, I guess. Okay, Jennifer, you were just talking about cars. Jennifer, 2012, this became the best-selling car of all time. Maybe you should consider buying one of these.
Toyota Camry.
Close. The Toyota Corolla.
Really?
Yes.
I think I see more Camrys on the road.
Maybe now. That's what I drive.
I know.
That's what I've been driving forever.
Well, since you got rid of your Corolla.
That's true. I've driven Toyotas, I don't know, is that good, bad, and unpatriotic of me?
No.
And then finally, 2018, Jennifer, what happened on this date last year? What big event? Last year, what was everybody all agog about? I think.
Apparently I wasn't. I don't know.
I think we were. I remember everybody at the library stopped what they were doing. And I think everywhere else.
Huh.
The lunar... Oh, wait.
It's
the eclipse. But that was a solar eclipse.
That was
I'm the wrong thing. Okay, I'm way off here. It was a total lunar eclipse on this date.
Oh, like we had last Saturday
and
night.
And a blue moon.
I see.
On this date last
Which
year.
Which is a
But I got that confused with the solar eclipse. Remember, was that last year? Maybe that was 2 years ago.
It was August 2017.
Oh, boy, you remember that.
I don't ask
okay,
why.
Okay, so I even screwed up one of the events, Jennifer.
But there was a...
There was a blue moon and a total eclipse
that which
on
is the, second full moon in...
Yeah, there was a blood moon a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Or did you stay up and see it?
I got up, but it was directly over the house, and it was one of those really cold nights, and I didn't feel like putting
it
on
It was very cold.
Yeah, but I had, I watched it up in the ascent, but no, I
saw the pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I think. My cousin went out and took pictures.
So that's today in history. Very brief today.
Kind of a boring day in history.
All right, what do you got for me over there?
What do I have for you?
I understand there's something coming my way.
There is, and I will give it to you if you want it to use as a model for your trivia.
Okay.
So it's based on the Tuesday New York Times crossword puzzle.
Okay. This week's?
No, this week's by Benjamin Kramer.
Do I know Benjamin Kramer?
No, I'm just giving him credit. So there's four. I'm going to give you, I think it's four clues.
Okay.
You might want to write these down.
I don't have a pen, but I'll try to remember them.
There you go.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
We can't waste too much air time.
We're not going to waste too much time.
Okay.
Empty talk, not backed by action.
Empty talk, not backed by action. Okay.
No. Write down what's the answer. You give somebody...
Oh, empty talk, not backed by action, a threat?
No. It starts with an L.
An L?
It's two words.
An empty talk, not backed by action. A.
It's not a.
Libel?
No. Two words. Lip.
Oh, lip service?
Lip service.
Okay. I wrote it down, Jennifer.
Okay, this one I did not know. You might, because maybe you watch TV. Again, it's two words.
Yes.
The initials of the words are CB.
Well, maybe I would have gotten it. Go ahead.
All right. Boost after appearing on a certain old Comedy Central show.
Boost after appearing on an old Comedy Central show?
Right.
Boost?
Yeah.
Comic.
So I don't know if this is a... I don't know if this is a phrase or if... No, it's a talk show host's last name.
It's a talk show host's last name?
Right.
Conan O'Brien?
Colbert Bump.
Colbert Bump. Okay, I didn't know that either. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, product from RCA or LG?
A TV?
Okay, two words, spell it out.
Television set?
Correct. Okay, symbol of the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad?
Golden Spike?
There you go. Okay, sport hinted at by the ends of those four words.
That would be volleyball.
Volleyball. Get it?
Cool.
So, I picked three sports.
Okay.
I came up with not
you
such...
You came up with your own?
I did.
How clever, Jennifer.
The first set and the last set, it's the last word. The second set, it's the middle word. It's the first word.
Okay, so the first set, it's the last word. Second set, it's the first
Correct.
Word. Go ahead.
Okay, the final frames of a motion picture is called a what?
The final frames?
Yes.
The end?
No, MS.
Something shot.
Right, martini shot.
Martini?
Yes.
Really?
But since we're doing the last word, you don't really need.
Okay,
what a photographer might say to his subject.
Smile, please.
What an old-fashioned photographer who would hold...
Is that right?
No.
Oh.
He'd be holding this up.
Look here.
Watch
the birdie?
Right.
Watch the birdie?
Yes.
Because it's going to be golf? Maybe. Go ahead.
Catch an entire school here.
Catch an entire school here. Mm-hmm.
With a question mark at the end.
FN. FN?
Mm-hmm. What school with an F? What kind of school? Think outside the box.
What kind of fish?
Fishing.
Oh, fishing net?
Net.
Okay.
Shots fired back and forth.
Volley?
Mm-hmm. Gunfire volley or just volley.
Gunfire volley?
Yep. Or you don't need gunfire, you got volley. And so much noise.
So much noise is... Din?
No.
What a... Say that again?
What
a racket?
Racket.
Gotcha.
Okay. What sport is it?
Are we looking for badminton?
We are.
Very good.
Okay. Now, these are the first words you
gotcha.
Want to look for. Driving at an amusement park.
Driving at an amusement park?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a kind of ride?
Mm-hmm.
Bumper car.
Yes.
Okay.
Simon and Garfunkel song to ease your pain.
To ease your pain. Do I get initials?
B-O-T-W.
B-O-T-W. Bridge over... No.
Yes.
A bridge over troubled water.
Oh, this one I forgot to clue.
Got the what?
I forgot to do a clue for this.
Cool.
A knitting need. B-O-Y.
D-O-Y?
B as in boy.
B as in boy, B-O-Y? Mm-hmm. A knitting ball of yarn?
Yes.
Okay.
A random guess.
A random guess shot in the dark?
Yep.
Okay.
And a predecessor to whiteboards in a school.
Blackboards?
No. You're close.
Black something?
No.
Yeah.
What else did we call them? What did we write on them with?
Marker?
No, what did we write on blackboards with?
Chalk?
Chalk.
Oh, chalkboard.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the game of pool or billiards, huh?
Yes.
That's clever, Jennifer. I'm making a note of that.
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, this last one, it's going to be the last word again.
Oh, you got another one. Okay,
I do. Well, I didn't want to give this one to you first. Kermit's motto.
It's not easy being green.
Yes.
And this is the last word? Okay.
Yeah. That suit is perfect.
That suit is perfect. It looks good on you?
It fits you.
Like a glove.
No.
Fits you.
To a.
T?
Yeah, but that would be good too. A glove. Fits you to a glove.
A glove. I think I already know where you're going with this.
It's almost extinct.
It's almost extinct.
A bird. It's almost, and I have extinct. It's not extinct.
Oh, bald eagle?
Yes. A snack with no sausage or pepperoni.
Meatless?
No.
Plain pizza?
Plain, a quick snack.
A what?
Quick snack.
Plain.
You are on the right track with pizza?
Pizza.
No, you're on the right track. What kind? Like, are you gonna
plain
eat a whole
cheese.
You're gonna eat a whole pizza for a quick snack?
Oh, Slice?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And Annette got her stock here.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep.
And those are all golfing terms, Jennifer. Yep. Very clever. So you came up with that from that crossword puzzle?
Yep.
I like it. Appreciate that. Okay, it is 11:28. We have about a half hour left, and then Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy, another warming station in town, will be in to talk about taking care of business. But we're going to take care of some library business first.
Oh, wait, can I say one thing about Jim Gannot last time? I had mentioned to him that it was great that he was a warming station.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that a woman came in with her dog, and they have a shop dog now, too. And the dogs made friends, and they played all afternoon. And I thought that was just so nice and such a community thing. And who would think to go into a retail
Jim
store?
Jim is a very community-minded individual.
Yes.
We're lucky to have him.
Yes.
New Jersey Makers Day, I mentioned it at the top of the show. Come make with us. And the South County branch, by the way, Jennifer, on March 23rd. Actually, I got some information about, and I forgot to bring it, about South County's Makers Day. I only have North County's with us.
Kind of hoping you were making a flyer with it.
I made one, but I have not heard whether it is acceptable or not yet.
Okay.
I'm not printing them out until I hear.
I agree. I know they are having a coffee maker and a chocolate maker.
Oh, that's been approved now.
Well, yeah, it's just how the samples
are. Yes, the South County branch and North County branch both have it on the same day. It's March 23rd. So at the South County branch, as Jennifer just mentioned, they're going to have a chocolate maker there to demonstrate how to make chocolate treats, and some samples, I'm sure, will be provided, as well as how to make coffee. I guess how to roast coffee?
Yes.
We'll be there, as well as a lot of other things. And I believe the Holcomb Jimison Farm will be doing demonstrations as well. So the point of Maker's Day is to learn a new hobby. It's a great family day. Bring the whole family out. And you might learn something about something you don't know anything about, and adopt a new hobby. So at the North County branch, there's going to be demonstrations and interactive, these are all interactive. There'll be sewing, beading, slime making, weaving, 3D printing, origami, coding. Origami will also be at the South County Branch Library.
Yes.
Coding, computer coding, that is. Crafting, catapults, drones, battle bots, and other cool stuff you really don't want to miss. So this is the third or fourth year we've been doing Maker's Day. And it's been gaining in popularity every year. And it's just a great family day. And you will learn something new at New Jersey Makers Day. Our new, not really new anymore, director James Keebler was one of the big proponents in getting Makers Day started.
He was one of the founders of it.
One of the founders of Makers Day. And now he's with us at the Huntington County Library. So technically, we have the best Makers Day out of everyone.
But we're not on the Makers Day website. The New Jersey Makers Day website.
Really?
We're not, yeah.
Why is that?
I do not know.
The other big event I mentioned at the top of the show is the Friends of the Huntington County Library annual used book sale, the 23rd annual Friends of ACL used book sale. The dates this year are April 26th through 29th at the Roger K. Everett Fairgrounds, the Huntington County Fairgrounds, located off of 179. I was getting that wrong.
The South County branch is on there. I don't know about the North.
179 in Ringgoes, New Jersey. So some general book sale information for you. The first day of the sale is Friday, April 26th. This is the preview sale. It's only open to the first, I believe it's 35 people, Jennifer, who
65, I think.
65 people who pay a fee. Just to have the sale all to themselves for 3.5 hours that day. The money for this and for the early bird admissions go to the Friends of the Huntington County Library High School Scholarship Fund. So a very worthy cause. And then Saturday, April 27th, the first official day of the sale, there's an early bird admission for all Friends of the Huntington County Library members from 8 to 10 a.m. And then if you want to become a friend of the Huntington County Library, you can do so for, I believe, less than $20. And then you can get into the sale early as well. Or you can pay $20 for the early bird admission. And then the regular sale hours for free to the public are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, the sale hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's half price day. Sunday is always half price day. The books are ridiculously cheap on Saturday. And then I don't know an adjective for how cheap they are on Sunday. And then Monday, April 29th, is always our bag sale. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll give you a bag. You fill it up with as many books as you'd like, and you pay $5 for that bag of books. Once again, the location is the South County Branch Fairgrounds. We need to have two book drives at the South County Branch Fairgrounds, the Grange Building. The dates of the two big book drives this year are Saturday, April 13th, and Saturday, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you have a large quantity of books that you'd like to donate, load up your car, drive down to the fairgrounds on either the 13th or the 20th between 9 and 2, and then we'll have volunteers there to unload your car for you. You can just relax and let it happen, and we appreciate your donation. If you have smaller donations, you're welcome to drop them off in any lobby of any of the Hunterdon County libraries, and we'll make sure they get to the sale for you. The final date to donate items for the book sale is April 20th. Volunteers are always appreciated. If you'd like to volunteer to help with this year's book sale, just email the friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com. Items that can be donated, Jennifer, they're specific. The only donations accepted are hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Items they can accept for the sale are LPs and vinyl, cassette tapes of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader's Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, including National Geographic, torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items, and any donation that is unsellable that is not described above. So the prices, I mentioned they're cheap, and here's the example, or here's proof, Jennifer. All hardbacks and large trade paperbacks and children's hardback books are $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are 50 cents. So just remember, Sunday, $2 books are $1, and 50 cent books are only a quarter. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in a special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. That's pretty much it. For more information, you can go to the Friends webpage. Go to hclibrary.us/friends/booksale to get right to the Friends book sale page. You can call the reference desk at the Hunterdon County Library at 908-788-1434 for more information. Or you can mail the Friends at the Hunterdon County Library. But who uses snail mail anymore, Jennifer? Should I say that address?
I do.
Okay. Yes. If you need to mail us anything, 314 State Route 12, Building 3, Flemington, New Jersey. Attention, FOHCL.
Don't you like getting a handwritten letter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lost art. I agree, Jennifer. But when's the last person somebody said? I bet you probably get them a lot. When was the last time I got a handwritten letter from someone? Actually, I got one a couple of days ago from one of our exhibitors.
There you go.
I got a call yesterday from somebody that used to exhibit with us 25 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember. She used every December, her class would bring in those wooden log cabins. You remember that? They were in the old display cases. She did it for several years in a row. She called me yesterday to see how I was doing.
How nice.
And I was, I don't know if it's pathetic or I was sitting probably at the exact same spot I was when I talked to her 25 years ago. So she's probably gone on to great adventures and things like that, and I'm exactly where I was, Jennifer.
You're not. Were you on the radio 25 years ago? Did you know me 25 years ago? No.
But my desk and office is in the exact same spot.
Well, we'll have to change that then, won't we?
Really?
I don't know.
Big office with a window? I have a window.
You have a window.
So I wouldn't trade my office. 31 years I've been in that office, Jennifer.
Never mind. Well, before I knew it was going to be all things Vermont today,
yes.
I found something interesting about Robert Frost.
Robert Frost. I have a trivia question about Robert Frost.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right. Well, We had talked about after 75 years, things go into public domain.
Yes.
The copyright expires. And then there was a two-decade pause, and things went to 95 years, and it was a Sonny Bono thing. But
Sonny Bono
thing. It was called the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act.
When he was a congressman?
Yeah. I don't quite understand the whole thing.
Okay.
But anyway, so things go into public domain, movies, music. Yes, We Have No Bananas has gone in. Scaramouche, the movie, The Ten Commandments by Cecil B. DeMille.
That's public domain?
Now it is this year. So
really? In
2019, Robert Frost's collection of poetry, New Hampshire, has gone into public domain.
That's great. What's that got to do with Vermont?
I thought Robert Frost was Vermont.
He was. His home is in Vermont, Jennifer. His farmhouse is in Shaftesbury, Vermont. About
I can't help
a couple miles north of Bennington.
There you go.
He's buried at the old First Church in Bennington,
so
Vermont.
That's what it's got to do. So, Robert Frost's poem, Stopping by the Woods in a Snowy Evening, is in public domain because the copyright over the collection containing the poem has lapsed. There's a slight chance it had entered the public domain earlier because it was first published in a magazine and that earlier copyright was not renewed. But Frost's estate has used copyright law to strictly enforce control of his works. Eric Whitaker, who composed the incredible Virtue Works Choir, discovered the hard way when he wrote a piece in memory of the couple who had died within weeks of each other being married over 50 years. The piece was commissioned by the couple's daughter, whose favorite poem was Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. Whitaker wrote the choral work based on that poem and was so well received that other conductors began asking him for the work. And after a long legal battle, the estate of Robert Frost and their publisher, Henry Holt, strictly forbade me from using that poem for publication or performance. So he can finally use it now.
I hate to be a nitpicker here, but isn't the title of the poem Stopping by Woods?
It is. I'm put in the...
On a snowy evening.
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever I misspoke.
Hey, I'm looking at this Jeopardy question on this list you gave me. Did you answer this correctly?
Which one was it?
On the radio in 1937, this three-word exclamation came after the smoke and the flames, now not quite to the mooring mast.
No.
Oh, the humanity.
Hmm.
From the Hindenburg.
I did not realize that's where that came from. I got yesterday's Jeopardy question right.
I believe I'm correct. It doesn't say the answer here, but what was yesterday?
Yeah, it was something about a white ruffled collar and an iron fist. A 20th century American author. The answer was Dorothy Parker.
Cool. And then I thought you were going to finish off your Robert Frost thing about the Hunterdon County Library connection, Jennifer.
Well, why don't you tell us about the Hunterdon County Library?
So in the 1930s, the original Friends of the Hunterdon County Library group had an inaugural meeting, and the guest speaker was one Robert Frost from Shaftesbury, Vermont. So, Hunterdon County Library has a connection with the great poet Robert Frost.
It's one great loop between Vermont and Hunterdon County Library.
Yes. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. I've got lots of trivia from Lone Eco last night to ask Jennifer, and Jennifer may have something as well.
I did. That was it. You got it.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It is 11:45. And Jim Gannot will be in 10 minutes to take care of business.
Jennifer and I want to bid January farewell. But you had something about things that happened in January.
I didn't. I was looking at it. I was going to do like things that happened in January and couldn't find anything good other than the blood moon.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So January. Now the real winter begins in New Jersey, February, March.
Stop.
Seems like winter has shifted slightly here in February, March. Last few
March was years every have Thursday. Been
March last year. Didn't we get four nor'easters in a row?
Yes.
That's like unheard of.
I blamed our new director.
So let's hope, Jennifer. Let's keep positive thoughts. Spring is around the corner. We're talking about the Friends book sale, so it's got to be around the corner. Okay, I'm going to ask Jennifer some trivia questions. We always do this near the end of our show. We're asking you at home, too. Let's see how you do, Jennifer. Everyone in Flemington needs to know this answer, or they are put in jail. Who was known as the Lone Eagle, giving a local brewery inspiration for their name?
Charles Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh is correct. I don't number them for you, Jennifer. What day of the week is Mary Poppins' day off?
Thursday.
Every other Tuesday is Mary Poppins' day off, Jennifer. Name the four New Jersey counties that touch the Atlantic Ocean.
Monmouth, Ocean, Atlantic.
Correct.
I'm torn. Between Cape May and Middlesex.
Cape May County is the other one, Jennifer. If you're talking between Middlesex and Cape May, you know Cape May touches the Atlantic.
I thought so, but I didn't know if it was
you too thought funny. Cape May touches the ocean?
I wasn't sure if it was called something else.
What is the captain of Captain Tennille's real name?
Oh, I don't know. No?
Daryl Dragon. The Packers beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl I, Jennifer. Who did the Packers beat in Super Bowl II?
The Chiefs.
Incorrect. The Oakland Raiders. Within 2 days either way, Jennifer, how long did the recent government shutdown last?
39 days.
Oh, you're so close. 35 days. Who was pictured on the carton of a Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor named Americone Dream?
American Dream. Martin Luther King.
Stephen Colbert.
Speaking of Stephen Colbert.
You mentioned earlier, didn't you? What was the tallest building in the world before they built the Empire State Building in 1931?
Was the Sears Tower? built earlier in that? Or was it in China?
No.
It was in China? I don't know.
It was only a few blocks away, Jennifer, the Chrysler Building. And then you mentioned Robert Frost. What is the last word of the famous poem by Robert Frost titled Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening?
Oh, I don't know.
Think about it.
I don't know.
And this one you're going to get because you're in proximity. And miles to go.
Before I sleep.
The word is sleep, Jennifer. Name, you can't look to your right for a moment. Name three letters of the alphabet that appear consecutively on a standard keyboard the way they appear in the alphabet. Three letters that appear consecutively. Like A, B, C would be next to each other on a keyboard they are in the alphabet. Obviously, it's not A, B, C.
J, K, L.
You're correct. Happens twice, actually. F, G, H and J, K, L. Okay, let's see. What time is it, Jennifer? We've got some time.
Oh, and they're right after each other. FJH and then JKL.
Yep. All right, Jennifer, I know you don't watch TV. Do you know anything about TV catchphrases?
Depending on how old they are.
Some are old, some are new. Let's see.
Like, I know what's happening.
Let's try it. Eat my shorts.
Oh, Bart Simpson.
The Simpsons. I need the TV show, Jennifer. Okay. Two thumbs up.
I know two snaps and a twist.
Two thumbs up. Siskel and Ebert.
Oh. I don't think of them as a TV show.
Making Whoopi.
Oh, the Newlywed Game.
Very good. Here it is, your moment of zen.
Nope.
The Daily Show. Sock it to me.
Oh. No, tell me.
Laughing.
Yes.
Did I do that? Mm-mm. Family Matters. Is that your final answer?
The however many million dollar question.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Baby, you're the greatest.
Oh, that's an old one. The Honeymooners.
Correct. I'm listening.
Dr. Ruth?
Frasier. Who loves you, baby?
Nope.
Kojak. Let's be careful out there.
The Street Blues.
Very good. Suit up. How I Met Your Mother. You Rang?
The Addams Family.
Come on down.
Price is Right.
And that's the way it is.
Oh, how funny. That was on... That was on the news, on the show that was, it's Roger Mudd.
Then you should get it right.
The CBS Evening News.
Correct. It was Walter Cronkite. The Thrill of Victory, The Agony of Defeat.
Wide World of Sports.
I'm Larry, this is Daryl, and this is my other brother, Daryl. Mm. Newhart. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
And Mission Impossible.
Kiss My Grits.
Alice.
The Tribe Has Spoken.
Survivor.
Very good. You're not bad there. The library team only had 3 people on it last night, and they came in the top 10. Very impressed. Okay, Jennifer. This round is called We're Going to Need a Bigger Boat. Have you seen the movie Jaws?
I've heard about it from you and Jay.
Wait a minute. You've never seen it?
No, you know what? I think I did see it.
Well, you're not going to do good on this. This is 10 questions about Jaws.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You're the one person who hasn't seen Jaws? And you grew up in Monmouth County?
I saw it in the 70s in Monmouth County. I haven't seen it since then.
That's when it came out.
I know. When it first came out, it was like on HBO when we first got it.
God, I didn't go in the water for 2 summers.
That explains the smell.
Wow.
You didn't hear me.
I did hear you.
You didn't laugh.
I didn't laugh because that hurt my feelings. You got to watch Jaws, Jennifer.
Okay. Right after Lincoln.
Lincoln and Jaws. Maybe we should play them both this afternoon.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, Jennifer, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. It's not about the movie. All the answers have either good, bad, or ugly in the answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Baby, I got my facts learned real good right now is a line from what Bruce Springsteen song?
Baby, I we can sit here while I run through them until I find one that has one of those words.
All right, I'll move on then. This Women's Service magazine, founded in 1885, is known for its seal of approval.
Good housekeeping.
Very good. Jack Nicholson won Best Actor Oscar for portraying Melvin Udall in what movie?
As Good as It Gets.
Very good. This ABC TV show, canceled in 2010, but now a cult favorite, revolves around a girl who, despite her lack of style, lands a job at a prestigious fashion magazine.
Ugly Betty?
That's correct. Very good. According to an old commercial, Jennifer, what did Choo Choo Charlie use to make his train run?
Good and Plenty.
Very good. This answer needs to be spelled correctly. Who looked out on the Feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even?
Good King Wenceslas, not even going to try to spell it out loud.
Wenceslas. This movie is a story of Violet Sanford, who goes to New York City to be a songwriter, but instead gets a day job slinging beer and dancing on a bar.
Nope.
Based on a story by Elizabeth Gilbert, Coyote Ugly.
Huh.
Name the two sequels to the 1976 movie that featured Morris Buttermaker coaching a misfit baseball team.
Bad News Bears.
Yes. Do you know the sequels?
Oh, they go to Japan. Bad News Bears in
Japan.
That's
one of them.
I don't know the other one.
Breaking Training. I doubt if you didn't see Jaws, you didn't see this movie, but we'll try, Jennifer.
I've never seen Ugly Betty either.
This movie is about three high school friends named Seth, Evan, and Fogel who have a crazy night attending a party at the end of their senior year.
Nope.
Superbad. And finally, I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her
good
hair.
Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations is correct
by
the Beach Boys.
Let's go back to the Bruce Springsteen song.
Yes.
Is it Bad something?
Yeah.
Badlands.
Badlands.
Yes.
Correct.
Yay me.
Okay, finally, Jennifer, I need three correct answers for this, for it to be marked correct. The shortest U.S. state capital names have five letters. Name them. U.S. state capital.
Salem.
Salem, Oregon is one. And the one most people missed. While Jennifer's thinking, we only have 1 minute left, Jennifer. We're going to have to wrap this up quick. So I can't even talk about something else. I'll give you hints.
Okay.
One is a neighbor of New Jersey.
Oh, Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware is correct.
I go west to east.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, you got to go way out west again. Not completely west, but pretty
Boise.
Far out west.
Boise.
Boise, Idaho is the third. You are correct. And that...
What are the other two?
City's trivia. What?
What are the other two?
Boise, Dover, and Salem.
Oh, I thought you said there were five.
There were three.
Oh, three.
Yes.
Oh.
Right. Five letters in
oh, I
the
see.
Name,
okay.
Jennifer. Okay, and we're done with today's Library Show. Thanks for tuning in. Jennifer, take it away.
Thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, go online, or call. Your library is always there for you.
Tonight.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a bipartisan congressional special committee prepares to meet for a second day to discuss border security and how to avert another government shutdown, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has already declared just moments ago.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
Pelosi also responding to the president suggesting today in a tweet that he may end up having to declare an emergency to get the wall funding himself.
Oh, really? A president who wants to have Congress be completely irrelevant in how we meet the needs of the American people? No, come on.
Another day of brutal cold weather and wind chills affecting the Midwest and the Northeast and now affecting air flights nationwide. FlightAware says over 2,100 flights have been canceled today, and nearly 1,200 are facing delays. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam being blasted over an abortion bill that did fail in that state's legislature. The repeal act would have loosened restrictions on abortion all the way to the very end of a pregnancy when a woman goes into labor. Northam's comments in support of the bill on a D.C. area radio station led to a backlash from Republicans, with Senator Marco Rubio saying the governor openly supported legal infanticide. The Democrat says any insinuation he approves of killing infants is disgusting. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year.
At a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
In some other economic news, the Labor Department says 253,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. Analysts were expecting the number to come in at about 215,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The trial of accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's wrapping up in Brooklyn, New York, with closing arguments beginning yesterday. The assistant U.S. attorney reminding the jury of the amount of evidence prosecutors have presented against Guzman over the past 11 weeks at that trial. Assault rifles and bricks of seized cocaine piled on a table as the prosecution summed up its